show the world who we are. Go!
Right, continuing SFS podcast number 31. As I talked about Satan, now I'm going to... I know I might sound serious and not believable, but I'm talking about feelings and why I get angry and so confused and depressed and all that. Like some days, and really, you never want a day like that again. Is where something will not go to plan, or someone's annoyed you, or some company has annoyed you, and you sense injustice in the world. You're low on money, you're confused, you got all these things you want to do, like today I'm desperate to move out of my house. I've been looking for houses, looking to get cars, you know. I've been, my selling has gone down a lot. Which I was making money off and occupying my mind. And that means I haven't been meditating or training. I've just been sitting there depressed, anxious, and threatening to kill people on Amazon because they're not let, basically because they owe me money. And then police, I threatened to kill them on the phone if they came to my house. So don't know whether they will. Which brings up feelings for me as depression, anxiety and confusion. There's too many thoughts in your head. You gotta do this, you gotta do that, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, I need to do it now. You won't get anything done. I'm telling you. I've noticed that. Like, you won't even get the basic things done, like washing up, taking the trash out. You know, all the basic things. Even washing your clothes, cleaning up, taking your dog out. It's these feelings. And I know, because I've listened to so much philosophy, I know so many things I've read and meditation philosophies, that when you get these feelings, you think you're getting these feelings, you need to notice them straight away and go to the breath. Well, that's one way of doing it. Is meditation. That's one way of doing it, because all what matters is the now. Like, I was meditating the other day, everything's fucked up with me, my family, you know, what's fucking going on in my area. And basically this meditation was really helpful for me. It said, think that you're breathing for the first time. Everything might seem the same, but think you're seeing it for the first time, like you're a child, like you, everything is new, like you've just been born with an unconscious mind. Because as you know, when you're a toddler or a child, you have a very unconscious mind. You don't judge or go into deeply analyze situations. So that really helped me the other day with that type of meditation. Like, think this is your first breath, this feeling that you have in your body, think it's your first ever feeling. Thinking about a woman, think it's your first time ever fucking shagging her. You know, enjoyment, think it's your first time, like, doing it as you're a kid. Like, cooking, like, try a method, like it's your first time doing it. And it's all about focusing on the now. And that helped me the other day get out of depression. And basically, the start of the day off is a good thing to do, is get up, meditate. If you got a dog, take it out for a walk, get a shower, and read something that's a philosophy that's good for you, that's positive way of you thinking and proving yourself, and how to deal with all the bullshit that's in the world. In the first hour or two of you being up, before you got to do your things for the day, that will set you for the day. And when I do that, it does set me for the day. But today, I haven't done none of them things because there's so much on my mind. And some days I notice all this, but I don't. And I'm just wondering why I keep having these days. So, this is why I'm not a preacher. I'm trying to help myself. I'm, because I'm a lost soul out here. A real lost soul. And that's really true about me. Basically, what you need to do, if you're feeling that way, if you're feeling angry at some, if you're feeling even angry at someone, don't sit there and start thinking, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Just don't even think about it. Just empty your mind. Only get angry when you see the person. That's what I, when you see the person in that situation, then that's when you get angry. Just, I'm not saying it, never get angry, because you use anger, but use it in a good way. Don't use anger and keep it in. If someone like done you over or whatever, you just sit there and curse about it to yourself and start hitting walls and hitting your house up, and all you're doing is damaging yourself. And when I do it, I'm scaring my dog, and I'm scaring people that are, you know, close to me, you know. And that happened, I think that happens to a lot of people. And it's like, you got to learn, you got to notice when you're having that anger, or you feel like you're getting confused over something, like everything's too much, you got too many things going on in your head, and you don't know what to do. Just try and meditate for that. If you're angry at the time, fucking do some martial arts, punch bag, do some exercise. Get angry when you see the guy or a company. You can, you know, I shouldn't have rung up and said what I said, but I felt like it was getting a lot of anger out of me. But I know sometimes it don't get me anywhere. But I couldn't hold myself back because it was eating me up inside, the rage and all that, so much that I was, you know, giving up. I weren't getting out of bed. Because if you like that, you don't deal with it, it's going to fuck your head up. You're not going to get anything done, and you're just going to go to bed. It doesn't matter what medication you take. It doesn't matter whether it's Ritalin to keep you awake, antidepressants, anti-anxiety. It doesn't matter. You'll still feel like shit, I'm telling you. Well, I'm telling myself. I'm no philosopher here. But I just think that's the way. Anything, for me, that's it. Meditation, yoga, even going for a walk. You can meditate while you walk. Just try and focus on the now, because the now is all that fucking matters. I've noticed that. Future is the future. The past, future is not happened. Yeah, make plans for the future. If plans don't work out, then that's life. You know what I mean? That's the thing. And that's when you got to notice. If you're getting angry because a plan ain't worked out, then go to the now, to the breath, and meditate, or whatever, exercise. You can meditate while you're walking, just look ahead, notice things that are around you, just don't get caught up in any thought. Don't, it's like birds are going past your fucking head, right? There's loads of motherfucking birds, thoughts are going past your head. You can let them thoughts go, right? Sometimes, yeah, you're gonna have a thought that's fucking bad and shit like that, but they're flying past your head like in a smooth way. But when you get carried away, that's when the bird fucking lays its nest. Now, when it's laid its nest, you'll start thinking, oh, fucking hell, I've fucked up again. And they'll think, oh, what's the fucking point of meditating? I don't want to fucking meditate. I don't want to do any of that shit. And go, oh, fucking meditate. I'm pissed off. I'm fucking, I want to fucking give up and all that shit. And, you know, days like that, you just can't. Life is too. You got to live for the day and the now. And minimize days like that, because they can easily come. Anything can happen at any time. Plans can't work out. You've got loads of things to do. You're doing one step at a time, one moment at a time, unconsciously, as living in the now. Because I struggle with that. There's loads of thoughts in my head. Gets all worked up, whether it's good or bad, the anxiety comes on, and when it does it, and that's bad, because you are bound to get angry, confused, anxious, and then depressed, and that's real talk. It's like Bruce Lee said about the water. Empty your cup. Don't use another cup to put it in your cup where it's going to overflow. You can fill your cup to the top, but never let it overflow. You can fill your cup to the top with smooth knowledge when you want to, you know, when you're doing things. And then you can empty your cup where there's unconscious mind, but never put another cup in your full cup, or that's when you're going to have them feelings. And that comes with everyday life. It don't matter what where you live, what situation you're in. There are situations where if you're in jail or homeless, then you're probably going to have that. But that's what I mean. You don't want things to escalate to get into that. Or you're on drugs and your mind's altered. You know, so them situations you need to avoid is getting on drugs, drinking, because you're out of control, you're not in control, and you'll get into that cycle. Gambling as well, jail, got to avoid. Either plan a crime outright and don't get fucking caught, or jail you want to avoid, and homeless, same thing, because them thoughts, that bird will lay its nest. Because that's when you are fucked. You know, that's what makes his personality, you know, that's what makes him who he is. But that's not I want more things that I've got sometimes. And when you lose stuff, you get all fucked up. Like I had so much, I put it all in storage. and you cling on to things, like get so possessive of a material object that you're so possessive that the anxious and the confusion kicks in. When it's not the end of the world, you know, your health matters the most. That's all I'm saying, is how you feel inside your mind, your physically and mentally, is what matters most. And what you do now will make the future, hopefully, it's not a certain thing, like a goal you aim at, is to aim at, but you might not achieve it. Because there's no such thing as magic spirit saying you're going to get there. But you could make it, but you could not. But you don't stop striving, because once you stop doing that, that's when the fucking bird will lay its fucking nest. Well, I just had to get that shit off my chest. As well as that Satan thing. And some serious shit. Because I'm a human being, and I might not be normal, and I've fucking abused drugs for so long. I've been clean for two years now, but, you know, I've noticed a lot of things since I've been clean, and I've turned to SFS for that. It saved my life. It's my own thing, it's my own belief. I can't believe in God, because I feel like it's a control. I feel like it's the commandments and what it is a control. I do believe that you should believe in a higher spirit, but so you think you kept safe, because that does keep you going. I've learnt about Satan and the things about Satan. The Freemason thing is that's the F, is basically anti-Illuminati. No Illuminati stat. Not gonna go into Illuminati anyway, because that's what it's about. Because you don't even want that to fuck with your head. Because it won't. Because once you know the truth, you'll feel better. But straight edge is the way to be. Not free of drink. I'm not saying for everyone. I'm not saying be that to anyone. You can do what the fuck you want, right? But that's the way I want it. Straight edge. No drink. No gambling. No drugs. Illegal drugs. Just medication. And smoking. I do smoke, but I smoke electronic cigarettes, so I don't view that as smoking. Maybe I'm confusing myself, I don't fucking know. But that's how I view it. So when people say I'm smoking, do not say that, because that'll start fucking confusing me. Saying, oh, I do, because no, it doesn't. I don't smoke. And if they're safe and I think it's safe, then I think it's safe. That's all I'm saying. Real talk. Represents himself and his team. You know, Chris is the class clown, and he's a big trash talker.